אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
I'm Professor Hervé Berkovi. I'm a professor of clinical microbiology at the Faculty of Medicine of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. I deal for the last 40 years on zoonotic disease, disease transfer from animals to humans, and this is my specialty.
Can you tell us about COVID-19? How it did develop? Where did it come from?
COVID-19 belongs to a family of viruses that we know quite well, like SARS or MERS, and common coronaviruses producing what is a common cold during the winter. This virus, the family of viruses, usually is in the wild, among bats mainly, and then is transferred to intermediate hosts, and there they are changed, they are selected, and by chance, by batons, by bad luck, one strain comes through the human and was able to go to be transmitted from human to human in China and invaded the whole world.
What is so different between COVID-19 and the other viruses that are floating around?
First of all, what is very surprising is it's a virus that mainly has effect on elderly. It can infect everybody, but it doesn't infect, it seems, very well young people. We don't know why. It infects everybody else, but the fatal cases are only when you are 65 years old and more.
We all follow the advice of the World Health Organization, the WHO organization that is financed by most big countries in the world. Now, do you think they gave us the right advice?
They were informed, partly informed. They sent a mission there and they came with a very bad picture of the situation. They claim that the disease has very few asymptomatic patients. We know today that at least 50% of the patients who are infected have such a mild disease that you can call them asymptomatic. So WHO completely missed the picture of the disease and didn't emphasize the fact that we should have protected immediately elderly and let the countries function normally.
Do you think that the big mistake was that they didn't isolate the older people and continue life as usual?
Exactly. They went into panic. And the panic came from the fact that people were becoming, amateur epidemiologists, counting every day how many people died. If you would have done that every year for the flu, you would have been frightened also every year, looking at the number of people dying every day from flu. But this became a hysterical reaction of people who, our leaders, were below the level of what they should have been. They panicked completely. And instead of taking rational decisions like giving masks to elderly, protecting them, controlling that people who are going to their place are not infected, don't have temperature, and things very simple that would have worked, they shut down all the country.
We're talking to Professor Hervé Berkovier, professor of microbiology at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, a lecturer at the medical school at the Hebrew University. And you're listening to Shalom Australia, SBS Radio, with Nitza Lowenstein. Professor Berkovier, 100 years ago, the world experienced the Spanish flu pandemic. What happened since in the past 100 years? How do we cope with this pandemic in comparison to the Spanish flu pandemic?
This is the irony of the situation. The Chinese researchers were able to sequence rapidly the virus. The whole world knew about the virus. The whole world was able to diagnose the virus. They should have taken rational decisions, but they used decisions or they applied decisions which are strategy, which were middle-aged strategy, by saying we are completely panicked, we have to stay all at home, everybody has. We know that it killed, 3 to 4 people per million below age 50. You can can make the numbers, and you will see about the amount of people killed in road accidents. If only we were speaking about road accidents as an epidemic, you would have the same sensation, the same feeling for people below 50 years old. So it's crazy. It's a hysterical. And what happened is, besides the what happened during the pandemic of the Spanish flu, was that the newspaper and everybody at the press was reporting day by day the number of people dying and presenting that as the end of the world. It's really surrealistic. If we look at humankind as a group of species surviving or looking at its survival, if we wouldn't have done anything, maybe 1 in 1,000 people at the maximum would have died, which is terrible. But it's not the end of humanity.
Well, we're trying to prevent that. We don't want people to die, so we didn't want people to get sick, full stop.
So we did the wrong thing. We protected everybody, including the one who didn't need to be protected, and we didn't protect as well the one who wanted to be protected. The fact that all the leaders wanted to deal equally with everybody equally was the wrong decision. You had to deal differentially because this virus doesn't treat everybody equally. This virus doesn't care about people below 50 years old. This virus killed only people 70, 75 years old. So we should have played the game of the virus. What we played is the game of panic.
Do you expect that we'll have a vaccination for this virus soon?
There is good hope that with the recent paper that I can see in the scientific press, that there will be a proper vaccine within 6 months and available for large use within a year.
And do you think another form of coronavirus will reappear, or a mutation?
Well, this virus and this family of viruses is mutating all the time. We are not frightened by those mutations. They don't change the main virulence factor that the vaccine will target. And look after your elderly and let us have a normal life. There will be more people who died long term because of the panic of the leaders of the Western world than people who died from this virus. All the delayed procedures for early screening of disease that can be prevented, mainly cancer, all those delays, we will see the death in 2 years, 3 years, but that won't be, people won't make the correlation and will say, well, we did whatever we wanted. But they would have killed, I'm sure, that we are killing more people than we are saving now by doing what we are doing. It's a catastrophe in this sense. And I think that the rational didn't work nowhere, not in Spain, not in Italy, not in France. The panic was such that people completely lose control of the situation.
Professor Herve Berkoviar, Professor of Microbiology, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.